was much more than a hunch. That this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way.
Tommy says you play a little guitar.
Yeah, I play a little.
Yeah, Johnny, Phil, and I got a group together. The Banana Convention.
Sure, I heard all about you guys.
We got a date to play this dance over at Stephen Decatur High School on Saturday night.
It's gonna be a really big show. Really big.
Yeah, man, we need an extra guitar for the gig.
You available?
To play? Oh, sure, I'm available.
Of course, we'll have to get together for a couple sessions.
Great. Only my amplifier needs a little work. Tommy.
Hey, man, they're just plain cigarettes.
Yeah, sure.
Think you can get your amp ready by Saturday night?
Oh, sure. I hope so.
Then it's a deal, you guys.
You guys play hard rock, right?
Yeah, yeah, most of the time.
But we mix it up with a few slow ballads, you know.
She's always trying to make a joke out of it when she goofs off, you know? Greg smoking.
Marcia, can we talk about something important?
Something real bad.
Cindy.
I didn't even mention Greg.
What about Greg?
He was smoking.
Cindy, that's the last time I'll ever trust you.
Are you sure about Greg? Smoking?
Cindy and I saw him. He was standing in the park with three other boys, and he was smoking.
Are you sure it didn't just look like he was smoking?
No, he was smoking.
With a real cigarette.
What you're telling me is very serious. Now tell me exactly what you saw.
Well, he was standing there, and he had a cigarette in his hand. And then he put it in his mouth.
And then?
And he coughed a lot.
And he was smoking, all right.
Should we tell Mom and Dad?
Yeah, let's go.
Wait a minute. Don't either of you tell anyone. Don't say a thing until I figure out what we should do.
Clowns never laughed before, and beanstalks never grew. Ponies never ran before, till I met you. Surf never broke before, an artist never drew. Snow never fell before, till I met you. My dream came true. My dream came true. The world spins, my life begins, 'cause I met you. Phones never rang before, wise men never knew. No one ever loved before, till I met you. Clowns never laughed before, beanstalks never grew.
Hi, honey.
Shh, shh.
First a kiss and then a shh. Hey, he's got a pretty good voice.
Yeah, just shows the talent is inherited.
You must have gotten it from my side of the family. I better go up and change.
Yep, that's your side of the family.
Sounds like he caught his fingers between the strings. What's going on in here?
He's been pestering me for an hour, so I let him try it.
And now I got my fingers caught between the strings.
Sounds like it.
Wow,
Hey, Dad, can I speak to you for a minute?
Yeah, I guess so.
This is private, okay, guys?
Okay. What do you mean, private?
I mean, you get out.
Come on, Rick! Just a little while longer.
Goodbye. Well, sounds important, is it?
Yes, it is. Have you ever heard of the Banana Convention?
Banana Convention? Is that the famous meeting in Panama in 18 whatever it was?
No, it's a rock group.
A rock group?
Yeah, some guys in my school. They're really heavy.
That doesn't mean that they're overweight, I take it.
Right. They want me to play a gig with them Saturday night at Stephen Decatur High. Isn't that a gas?
Yeah, that's a gas. Listen, Greg, this gig, is it for the real thing? For money? For bread?
Well, we'll get paid something. I'm not sure how much.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, it's all right. I'll have to check with your mother.
Hey, great, Dad. Oh, by the way, can I have an advance on my allowance? I have to have a little work done on my amplifier.
Well, guess I might extend you a loan, view of your future earnings.
Fine. Only...
Only what?
How much interest will I have to pay?
I'm your father, Greg. I'm not going to charge you interest.
Well, I'm Peter's brother, and I charge him 25%.
25%? Oh, that's against the law.
You know that, and I know that. But till Peter finds out...
Yeah. All right. Well, I think with us, it's going to be an interest-free loan.
Okay? It's a deal.
Dinner won't be ready till the biscuits rise.
I don't think I'm very hungry.
Something on your mind?
Uh-huh.
Can I help? Just girl to girl?
Well, it's not exactly my problem. I mean, well, it's sort of my friend's problem.
Oh, well, those are the toughest kind to solve.
This one's a real beauty.
Why don't you give me a hint? Maybe I could, you know, help this friend of yours.
Well, this friend, she has a brother, and she's sort of close to him.
So far, it's not a problem.
Well, she has it from an absolutely reliable source that her brother did something wrong. Now, if she tells on him, is it snitching?
Well, there's a simple way to solve that.
There is?
Yeah, if she tells, is she helping him out of trouble or into trouble?
Oh, out. Definitely out.
Then my advice is, tell your friend it is not snitching.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Honey, if it's so important, just say it.
Honest, Dad, I want to tell you, only it's not that easy.
Well, is it something you did?
If it was that, I'd tell you in a second.
Well, then is it something someone else did?
Yes. It's something that Greg did.
Oh, I get it. You don't want to squeal on your brother, right?
Well, if I tell, will you promise not to punish him?
Now, Marcia, that wouldn't be fair to Greg or to us.
I guess not.
Look, Marcia, we know you wouldn't be here unless you thought he was making a very bad mistake or he was hurting someone.
Himself. That's who he was hurting.
Well, in that case, I definitely think you should tell us.
This afternoon after school, Greg was smoking a cigarette. I knew I shouldn't have told you.
Honey, listen, you did the right thing in telling us.
Well, if I'm so right, how come I feel so terrible?
Is it true, Greg?
Yeah, I guess it is. But it was the first time I ever smoked. I only took a few puffs. I didn't even like it.
That doesn't make it any better.
I really didn't even want the cigarette. I just wanted to go along. Be one of the guys.
Listen. You can't do something that you know is wrong just to go along with the guys. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's not a very good excuse.
I'm afraid it's no excuse.
Well, look, we don't want you to smoke. Eventually, you'll have to make your own decision. I hope it's the right one. But for now...
I've blown the chance to play at the dance and get that loan to fix my amp.
No, I gave you my word on that, and I intend to keep it.
Well, I must have some punishment coming.
Look, Greg, if you know what you did wrong, I mean, that's more important than any punishment we could think of.
I do, Mom. I really do.
Well, after all, when I was young, I smoked.
Yes, honey, but we didn't have all the evidence that we do now.
You're right, Mom. I promise, no more smoking. I didn't think about it. I guess I really did a dumb thing.
We all do dumb things. I've done a lot of dumb things. I really have.
Well, you won't get an argument from me.
Oh,
the trouble is, Alice, until some things hit home, you just never do anything about them.
Ain't it the truth?
Mrs. Johnson's been after me for a month to join her anti-smoking committee. So, I guess now's as good a time as any. Hello, Mrs. Johnson? This is Carol Brady. Listen, could you still use some help on that committee?
We certainly can. We still have a big smoking problem in high school.
Well, you can count me in. When are your meetings?
Friday afternoons. Oh, but this Friday we had to cancel.
Oh?
It was going to be at Cynthia Heller's house, but Cynthia came down with the flu.
Well, look, Mrs. Johnson, if you need a place to meet, why not my house?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Oh, excuse me just a second.
Tommy, will you please wait until I'm off the phone?
I'm sorry, my son was practicing.
Oh, that's okay. Greg told me he's joining Tommy's group. He says they're far out and really heavy.
My son says they really know where their heads are at.
Well, right on, man. I'll see you Friday.
Oh, maybe I should drop by and leave you some reading material and some pamphlets. Tomorrow afternoon, okay?
Fine. Bye now.
Will tea and cakes be enough for your meeting?
Sure, Alice. That'll be fine.
Mrs. Brady, those women on the anti-smoking committee, tell them I'll be watching.
Watching?
If I find one dirty ashtray.
Flowers never laughed before, and beanstalks never grew. Ponies
Greg?
Never ran before.
Oh, hi.
Can we talk?
I met sure. You. Come on in. Is something wrong?
I did a terrible thing.
Well, if you did it, it can't be all that bad.
You'll think it was just awful.
Well, no matter what I think, you can count on me to help.
That only makes me feel worse. You see, this terrible thing I did to you.
Well, how come I don't know about it?
You know about it, all right. I snitched to the folks about your smoking.
Thanks a lot, Marcia.
You'll probably never want to talk to me again.
Hey. Ooh.
Then you're not mad?
Well, sure I'm mad. But not so much about the snitching. Why didn't you come to me first?
Well, you would have just said to mind my own business.
Yep. That's what I'd have said, all right.
I only did it because I thought it was for your own good.
I know.
Did the folks punish you bad?
No. No, they didn't punish me at all.
They didn't?
Well, don't sound so disappointed.
Boy, if I'd been in their place, I would have given it to you good.
I guess it's lucky I was born when I was.
What do you mean?
Well, if I'd been born any later, you could have been my mother instead of my sister.
Well, I'll certainly read all these pamphlets, Mrs. Johnson.
And maybe you could help us think up a new campaign angle. Straight lectures really turn these kids off.
Oh, I'll bet.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Hello, Greg. Have you by any chance seen my son?
Yeah, I left Tommy about 10 minutes ago. He said he was on his way home.
Oh, good. I have to take him to the dentist.
Oh, dear. Greg, the chair is to sit on, and the jacket goes in the closet?
Right.
Well, Greg?
Oh, Mom, they're not mine.
They fell out of your pocket, Greg.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you keeping them for someone else?
No.
Well, then, how did they get there?
I don't know. But they're not mine, honest, Mom.
All right, Greg. If you say so.
Mrs. Brady, I can understand you're wanting to believe your own son.
He said they weren't his.
If parents refuse to open their eyes, you are doing exactly what our committee is trying to prevent.
Mrs. Johnson, maybe I'm the wrong person for your committee.
You know I want to work with you. But if you cannot accept the fact that your own son...
Mrs. Johnson, I told you, they're not mine.
That's what he said.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Brady. I really am.
Thank you. Do you really believe me, Mom?
Yes.
Because I'm your son, or you think I'm telling the truth?
Because I think you're telling the truth.
If I was in your place, I'm not sure I'd believe me.
Well, Greg, someday when you're a parent, maybe you'll see things differently.
I wonder if Dad'll believe me.
Yes, I believe you.
Okay, Dad, thanks.
Greg, wait a minute. Okay, what's bugging you?
How those cigarettes got there.
Yeah, well, that isn't all, is it?
Nope.
Well, we got a rule in this family. Lay it on the table. That's right.
And look, I get caught with something that looks pretty bad, and neither you or Mom thinks I'm guilty.
Well, so?
So how can you be so sure?
Greg, from time to time, you've done things that I haven't liked very much, but so far you haven't lied to me.
No, sir, I never have.
Well, I don't see any reason to think this is the first time. I'll admit I can't quite figure out how that pack got in your pocket.
Neither can I. I'm going to prove you and Mom are right for trusting me. I'm going to find out how those cigarettes got there.
Hey, Greg! Greg! Wait a minute. I think I got it all figured out about the cigarettes.
Yeah?
Do you have any enemies?
Enemies, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Everybody's got enemies.
That's it. They're trying to rub you out.
Rub me out? Oh, come on. That's dumb.
I mean get you kicked off the basketball team.
I'm not on the basketball team.
Oh.
There's gotta be an explanation. I've been thinking about this so hard, my head's about to pop. There's got to be an explanation how they got there. Yes, Indy?
Maybe it was magic.
What?
The pack of cigarettes. Did you look inside?
No, why?
I bet it had a secret microfilm in it.
Oh.
They always have it in all the spy movies.
Sounded good to me, Pete.
I just don't get it. I'll bet I was up half the night trying to figure out how those cigarettes got in my pocket.
Well, if you ask me, you're going about this the wrong way.
I am?
Yep. What you gotta do is try to reconstruct the crime.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the only way. Look, I watch a lot of television.
Okay. Reconstruct the crime.
Okay, now, let's start with the first thing you did that day.
I rode my bike to school.
Uh-huh.
My jacket, my locker, and went to all my classes.
Well, did you loan your locker key to anybody?
No.
Does anybody else have a key to your locker?
The boy's vice principal has a master key.
Well, I think we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. What'd you do after school?
Went to practice with the group for the dance.
Ah, now we're getting someplace.
Alice, there was no one there but the guys in the group. They wouldn't do that to me.
Okay, so after practice, you stopped by the mall shop, right?
Right.
Okay, you hung up your jacket, you got yourself... Oh, forget that.
Huh?
You never hang up anything.
It's no use, Alice. All the evidence points to me. Even if I'm not guilty.
Well, sometimes evidence just looks like real evidence when it's really circumstantial. Or partially circumstantial and thereby being unsupported or hearsay.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it saved some guy's life last night on TV.
Thanks anyway. I guess I'll go to my room.
Now, wait a minute. Hang up your jacket. On second thought, don't hang it up.
Why not?
It's not your jacket.
What do you mean?
Well, you ripped the lining on the handlebars last month. I remember I sewed it up.
This one's never been mended.
So whoever's this jacket is, the cigarettes are his, too.
Alice, you're a genius.
Well, genius, no. Chief of detectives, maybe.
Thanks, Alice. I'll get it.
Hi, Greg.
Ah, oh, hi. Come on in.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I got yours by mistake.
This one's yours?
Yeah, I found a test paper yours in the pocket here, and so I knew it was yours.
Guess what I found in yours?
What's that?
A pack of cigarettes.
Oh, wow. Sure glad my mom didn't find out.
My mom did.
Oh. Well, listen, my mother's out in the car waiting for me. Let me have my jacket now, and hey, we'll straighten this out later.
No, we'll straighten it out now. Mom! Dad!
Hey, look, all I want is my jacket.
Yeah, well, not till you tell my parents.
Tell them what?
Yeah.
The cigarettes are yours and not mine.
Oh, hi, Tommy.
Hello, Tommy. How are you?
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Well, tell them.
Tell us what?
The cigarettes weren't Greg's. They're mine.
Our jackets got mixed up.
Well, that explains a lot.
Mr. and Mrs. Brady, do we have to tell my mother about this?
Well, Tommy, what do you think?
If you knew how mad she'd get, you'd sure try to think of something else.
Well, do you think that's fair to Greg?
No, but my mom can't punish him.
I don't want to get Tommy into trouble. Couldn't we just forget about it?
Do you think we should forget about it?
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brady. I just came in to see what was keeping Tommy so long. We've got to pick up Mr. Johnson at the airport.
Just a minute, Mom.
Listen, if your father has to wait, he will be very upset.
I'm afraid he's going to be very upset anyway. The cigarettes were mine.
Cigarettes? What cigarettes?
The ones you thought were Greg's. See, we switched jackets by mistake.
Oh, I see. I certainly owe Greg an apology. I'm really very sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if I were waiting at a crowded airport...
Mrs. Johnson, how about next Friday?
Yes, next Friday.
Mom, can we talk about this before we pick up Dad?
I expect we'll talk about it before and after we pick up your father. Now, come along, Tommy.
Good luck, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm sure gonna need it.
Oh, I'm sure glad that's over. I'm gonna go tell Marcia.
Not yet.
Oh, what's wrong?
Looks like you're back in trouble.
What'd I do now?
Hang it up.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to make sure it was mine.
Come in.
I'm home.
Hi, honey. How did your group do at the dance tonight?
Oh, it was kind of a kicky blast. You guys really got it together and well, and bet they get out of shape. Night.
Night.
Got it all together and really wailed? About that.
Really bent the gig out of shape. I wonder if that's good or bad.
Search me.
It's funny, kids have a language all their own.
Yeah. So do we.
We do?
I'll show you. Ours.
Listen, I hear you talking and I dig what you're saying.